from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
PJ Patterson goes to the polls on March 30th.
The date on which I first took the oath of Prime Minister of Jamaica.
Plans to break up the Netherlands Antilles as a Dutch overseas dependency. And Geese, West Indies chairman, claims misunderstanding over banana talks with the Windward Islands. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
By virtue of the powers conferred upon me as Prime Minister of Jamaica, Election Day will coincide with the date on which I first took the oath of Prime Minister of Jamaica. And on Tuesday, the 30th of March, the people of Jamaica will seek.
Jamaica's Prime Minister PJ Patterson last night announcing the date for general elections. He's hoping to make it a March 30th double. It was on that date last year that he took over the reins from Michael Manley in a divisive party leadership battle. Mr. Patterson is obviously expecting an equally testing time in the run-up to this year's polls. The election will be a clear two-way fight between his People's National Party and Edward Siaga's opposition Jamaica Labour Party.
I hear some people say they want a debate face-to-face. I'm ready anytime. And all I have to say is let him not boast that putteth his armor on, but him that taketh it off. And I am not the one that raised talk about black scandal bag, but if it's a scandal you want to deal with, I man have nothing to hide.
So what are the victory chances for Prime Minister Patterson and the ruling PNP? That's a question I put to Jamaican political scientist Dr. Brian Meeks.
I think it is not unassailable. He has a convincing lead, and it opened up in Carlstone's last poll. But it is not unassailable. To win, the JLP need to win some 16 seats, which they lost in the last election. As things stand at present, I don't think that is likely to happen. But we should not rule out a very hard-fought campaign over the next 2 weeks.
Now, a year ago, Mr. Patterson's fortunes weren't looking very promising. What was caused the turnaround?
First of all, the stability of the dollar. The second thing is I think there's a real appreciation of Patterson's style of leadership. It's very laid back. He's not in the limelight. He goes to the people at the grassroots level. It's certainly not the charismatic type of leadership of which they're accustomed, and it's certainly not a confrontational type of leadership. And this combination of factors, together with the fact that Patterson is an unambiguously black prime minister, all of these factors going together are positive for Patterson.
The JLP has slipped badly in the polls. How is Mr. Siaga's party likely to fare?
I think that the JLP have a number of things going for them. One is a tradition which is as yet unquestioned of their being the party of management. The second is the fact that there are a number of issues which are in the public mind, including the one concerning the Bank of Jamaica and foreign exchange transactions. But he has a lot of things going against him. For one, his style of leadership, in contrast to that of Patterson, is the old style, the style of the dominant chief who commands his party totally without any question. And he's part of that confrontational history, which I think the country is moving away from. I think the public perception is still that there is division, and the shadow of the Gang of Five is still a strong one over the JLP.
So to what extent could Mr. Siaga now be viewed as more of a liability than an asset to his party?
I think there are a lot of people in the JLP who must be seriously questioning whether Mr. Siaga should continue as leader if the elections were lost.
So are we seeing Jamaican politics becoming a game for younger people?
I think we're on the verge of a new dispensation. That, in fact, PJ Patterson may very well be a bridging prime minister in the next 5 or so years.
Dr. Brian Meeks in Jamaica. The Netherlands Antilles, as an overseas dependency of Holland, appears likely to be dismantled. However, the process towards granting internal self-government to the islands, which make up the group, seems headed for controversy. Dutch and Netherlands Antilles government officials are meeting this evening in Curaçao to work out the new format for administering the islands. So far, they've only been able to finalize arrangements for St. Martin, Sabre, St. Eustatius and Bonaire. The meeting, which should have ended yesterday, is stuck on administering arrangements for Curaçao and Aruba. Journalist Eddie Williams is at the meeting.
Each of the countries that form the Netherlands Antilles today will all become fully internal self-governing.